This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What do we learn from the meme stock craze when newbie investors using trade stocks for free apps took online cues from each other to buy up stocks of downtrodden companies? The retailer GameStop headed that list. Multiple published reports say the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, is set to make a speech today outlining ways to change the plumbing underneath the stock market, partially in response to that meme stock moment. Turns out when you trade stocks for free, there's a flow of middlemen and middlewomen who are paid along the chain of that transaction. To help get a handle on this little understood system the SEC might try to alter, let's turn to the professor, Eric Gordon, at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Hi, Eric.
Hello, David.
The general thrust seems to be, could we make markets more efficient? One of the ideas is this term of art, payment for order flow. How do we explain that?
Payment for order flow is like the magic wand that lets Robinhood and other brokerages let us trade stock for free, for no commissions. I go on my laptop, place an order to buy 100 shares of stock. My broker sells that order to someone else called a wholesaler. It sends it to a company like Citadel, and Citadel pays my broker for my order, and then my broker doesn't charge me a commission.
Benefit is end user small investor doesn't pay a commission, but maybe the question is, are they getting the best price?
That's an important question. If I save $10 on the commission, but get a price that's $15 worse, I'm actually $5 worse off.
In the name of market efficiency, these changes are being contemplated. Who could be against more efficiency?
You're against more efficiency if you're the person who's making money from the inefficiency or from the perceived inefficiency. So in this case, those market wholesalers, and they say they'll be hurt unfairly because they say, while in theory, you might be getting worse prices because your broker deals with them, in reality, they're giving prices that are just as good and sometimes better than you would have gotten without them.
Another thing is these things called ticks. You know, I could offer a stock at $1.16, or maybe I get a better price at $1.15, but the smallest amount of change is 1 cent. Long time ago, it was a 16th of a dollar, 6.25 cents was the minimum. They could tweak that with a view to making these things, quote, more efficient?
That's one of Gensler's ideas. He'll let us have a tick size of a fraction of a penny. Gensler thinks, well, you know, if a penny was more efficient, maybe a fraction of a penny is even more efficient.
Eric Gordon, he's a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David.